I'm April Cummings with your latest news. A jury is expected to resume deliberations today in the trial of a youth worker accused of indecent assault and inviting a young girl in his care to engage in sexual activity. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
The seven-member jury began deliberating shortly after 1 p.m. on Thursday, but did not reach a verdict before court adjourned. The defendant denies all the allegations. During closing arguments on Wednesday, Crown Prosecutor Orrit Brown urged jurors to convict if they believe the complainant's account, while defense attorney Lee Halliday Davis argued that inconsistencies in the evidence raised reasonable doubt. Justice the Honorable Emma Peters instructed the jury to return this morning to continue deliberations in the case. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
After more than 45 years in government, Mervyn Conley is retiring as Director of Health Regulatory Services and Superintendent of Health Insurance. During his tenure, he helped oversee major developments in healthcare, hospital administration, and health insurance regulation while mentoring generations of public servants. August just broke some records. Unfortunately, they're not the fun kind. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller explains.
The National Weather Service says total rainfall for August was 4.4 inches, well below the 5.8 usually seen in the eighth month of the year. The wettest day of the year was August 30th, when Grand Cayman was blessed with about an inch of rain. August saw the mercury hit 95.4 degrees on the 15th. It's the new high maximum temperature recorded in August and the second highest ever recorded for Grand Cayman. The average temperature for the month was 87.6 degrees, logging 9 daily record highs. Folks in the BRAC didn't fare much better. The total rainfall was just under 1 inch. The 10-year average is 4.7 for August. The BRAC's hottest day was August 11th, when the mercury rose to 94.5 degrees, and the average was higher than over in Grand Cayman at just under 90. The National Weather Service says the 2026 wet season, quote, continues to be below average by 11 inches in Grand Cayman and 12 in Cayman BRAC. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find out more by visiting weather.gov.ky. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now to the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Danielle Jaworwiecka. Rescue crews in Nepal have freed two workers from a blocked hydropower tunnel 9 days after they were trapped by debris from flash floods that devastated an area on the border with Tibet. Shortly after the two survivors were released, the body of a third person was found. A court in the Philippines has ordered the arrest of the Vice President Sara Duterte. She's accused of making death threats against President Marcos, among others. She denies the charge. Malaysia has declared a haze emergency in parts of Sarawak State on the island of Borneo after air pollution reached hazardous levels. Aviation investigators have confirmed that an Air India pilot tested positive for drugs after a flight from Phuket to Delhi plunged suddenly in turbulence last month, injuring 17 people. A preliminary report also says the Airbus A320 suffered a temporary loss of hydraulic systems. The son of Sri Lanka's former president, Mahinda Rajapaksa, has been arrested in connection with a corruption investigation into the purchase of Airbus aircraft in 2013. Namal Rajapaksa was detained after being summoned for questioning by a commission investigating bribery. Diesel prices in the US have hit a record high, rising to an average of nearly $6 a gallon. Fuel prices have soared since the US and Israel began their war against Iran 6 months ago, disrupting global supplies. Analysts predict higher diesel prices will further drive up the cost of living for Americans. The Chancellor of Germany has warned voters that if they elect a far-right party, they'll scare off foreign investment. Friedrich Merz was speaking 2 days before the eastern state of Saxony-Anhalt chooses a new regional government. Prosecutors in Romania have indicted the British-American social media influencer Andrew Tate on a range of charges involving sexually exploiting underage girls. His brother Tristan's been charged with complicity. They deny all charges. BBC News.